My name's Mike Rowe, and this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
And now they're covered with mold and maggots.
That's dirty.
Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
So, how'd we do? Now, get ready to get dirty.
Coming up, Dirty Jobs gets a peek behind the glitz and glamour of Las Vegas. First, world-famous magician Lance Burton shows me how to make birds appear out of thin air. But when it comes to cleaning their cages, I show him a few tricks.
A lot of guys wouldn't be comfortable showing you a move like this.
Then, at many fine Las Vegas restaurants, what you leave on your plate comes here.
Good Lord, man!
I find out what they're doing with all your leftovers.
Hey, Mike, come on back up here and get to work. Quit playing around down there.
Oh, God.
The lights, gambling, resorts, and shows. Vegas is a city of thrills and excess. And today is no exception.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the beautiful Lance Burton Theater. Here in the majestic Monte Carlo Resort and Casino in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. The theater is empty for the time being, but in mere moments, all that will change as families from around the world descend upon this place to witness firsthand the incomprehensible magic of Lance Burton. Never seen the show myself, but I hear it's good, clean fun. Except for the ducks, and the pigeons, and the rooster, and the geese. Well, there are a whole lot of things I can't show you backstage here at the Lance Burton Theater, but I can show you this vacuum I'm dragging, and I can introduce you to Turtle. How are you?
Exceedingly well, thank
Excellent.
You.
Excellent. Turtle runs the show behind the scenes, is that fair to say?
The grit and grime before the glitz and glam. Yes,
what,
sir.
What is dirty about a magic show? What's dirty about your job?
Well, the bird's fecal matter at the bottom of the cages, which has to be cleaned.
Now, are these magic birds we're talking about?
These are magic birds, yes, sir.
But their poo is genuine?
Their poo is very genuine. Very, very genuine. I promise you that.
Lance, for all his many gifts, has simply not devised a way to make the poo disappear on its own.
Well, we got to keep it real, you know?
Okay.
Real people doing real things. See? They think we're one of them.
They love the turtle.
We have a codified system.
Codified.
Codified means set apart in a systematic form.
Uh-huh.
It has not, cannot, nor should it ever change.
Out of the seeming chaos here backstage at the Lance Burton Theater, there is, in fact, an order.
There is a method to this madness.
The silver swan, who living had no note, when death approached, unlocked his silent throat. Leaning her breast against the reedy shore, thus sang her first and last. And sang no more. Farewell, all joys. Oh, death, come close mine eyes. More geese than swans now live, more fools than wise.
Oh.
The point is, they poo everywhere and someone has to pick it up.
Exactly.
All right,
and that someone is you.
Yeah. First step?
You know your ship has come in, and you get your name on your own garbage can and your own shovel.
Turtle spends about 17 hours a week doing the housekeeping for Lance Burton's fancy flock of magic birds.
Now, concentrate over here.
Okay.
Yeah, so because remember thoroughness.
I
complete.
Believe.
Exhaustive.
Deliberate.
Very careful.
All encompassing.
Painstaking.
Start to finish.
And my favorite, having full mastery of.
The bedding material is pine shavings. It's pretty light, actually, but after 2 days of use by the birds, it's got a rather heavy odor.
Duck. Duck. Goose.
Okay, that's enough. Quit. Go ahead, tie her up, get her done.
Get her done.
There you go. Oh, bro, I got something.
What do you got there? Holy cow. That could be the next future magical bird.
Or breakfast.
Or your omelet.
We do not discard the eggs.
There they are.
Because God's kids likes God's creatures' eggs.
That's enough to have the neighbors over.
Remember, we have things sanitizing over here.
A little bit of egg, a little bit of poo, a little bit of pee, and a little bit of goose bedding. Magic. This thing may be stained forever.
Yeah, it is. Look, they're already marveling in what you've done for them. Oh. Yeah, baby.
There we go.
Pretty darn good.
A little duck. It's smashed.
It's no more.
No, it's a lot more yellow.
It's the yolk and the, what you call your albumin. All the king's horses, all the king's men, even Lance Burton can't fix it again.
I wouldn't put that past him, though.
No, I wouldn't either.
There are 40 birds backstage. Turtle cleans their living quarters every other day. This keeps away fleas, ticks, and mites, which are unhealthy for birds, bird keepers, TV hosts, and yes, even magicians.
All right. Shut the light off.
It's traditional to turn it on when you walk in, is it?
We're dealing with birds here.
Don't beat the birds, but kind of herd them over there.
Herd.
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 Yeah.
Don't hurt the birds.
Yeah, don't hurt the birds.
Herd the birds.
Turn like that. They'll go down.
Oh, these are trained birds, of course.
I always use this part of the cage to corral them a little bit.
Right.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Does that sound help them?
Yeah, they like the...
Now, are these doves or pigeons or...
These are pigeons, sir.
And pigeons symbolize disease, as I recall. Sound. Listen to that sound.
Do an imitation of it. There you go.
Oh, you even look good. You even look the part.
Yeah, I look just like a dove.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Gotta absolutely insist on having fun.
Coming up,
we wanted to show you the glamorous part of the job.
Meeting the amazing Lance Burton is a shocking experience.
Oh, that's... Did you hurt yourself?
I just had 440 run straight at my arm.
Then, it's off to a little place in Vegas where you can eat like a pig.
Look out, pigs! This is the ultimate buffet.
Now you're starting to catch on, aren't you?
Whee-hee! We're going to really have fun.
Yeah, well, you make it sound
dirty.
Like a picnic.
Yeah.
Well, after a couple of hours on the job, I discovered that world-famous magician Lance Burton does indeed have a secret trick to cleaning up after his birds. Get me to do it.
This is the fun. You ready, bro?
I'm ready.
Straighten it out.
It's a very kinky hose. The kind you don't take home to mama.
Yeah.
Codified hose.
Turn it around like this way.
That is one straight hose there, turtle.
Grab the hose, follow the turtle.
The turtle?
The turtle. It's better than my brother Booger.
How did your brother end up with a name like Booger?
That's a bit of a long story. This is this little secret that I always use because the dander.
Dander is the stuff under the feather?
Yes.
The very like dusty, fine, dusty, dusty stuff. Dusty. Yeah.
I just do this.
Turtle, that's ingenious. There's invisible dander right now all over the walls, all over the place. Mm-hmm.
Now, the codified system that I always do, I pick two lines.
Oh, you stand between the lines.
Thoroughness, complete, exhaustive, very careful, painstaking, and my favorite, having full mastery of. There you go. Oh, I love that part. I love my job.
Love that.
See, that's dander.
Yeah, look at that.
I can tell you got a lot of experience, sir. I mean, well, for just coming in here and doing this, doing a hell of a job.
Thanks.
And as I said before, looking good doing it.
Feeling good, Turtle.
The drain.
You know, I made one of those drains once.
But you've made these drains, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've made drains, all right.
Yeah, that one's got poo on it.
Shocking.
Oh, hey, man, that's... Did you hurt yourself?
I just had 440 run straight up my arm.
That is a magic switch. You're Lance Burton electrocutor.
Oh, the cover's off.
The cover's off? I stuck my hand in there.
Don't tell the safety guy.
Don't tell the safety guy. Either. I don't know how to break it to you, but the host of the show just electrified himself.
There you go. All right. Put a little bleach.
We're killing all the germs.
Ah, oh, no bleach left in there.
Yeah. A lot of guys wouldn't be comfortable showing you a move like this. Looks a lot like the Twister, only it's got a little bit more butt in it.
Twist.
God, it really works.
What was that? All right. Now that is pretty darn good.
So we fill this up with
the good clean water.
What do they drink? Perrier, Evian?
They don't like the carbonated stuff.
No. The birds drink filtered water.
Yes.
They're fancy.
What?
Oh, so plump, so happy. It always starts with a look and then some cooing.
Ah! Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They gotta love this. So the geese are happy, the ducks are content. The pens are clean, and we're getting close to the show.
Yes, sir.
All right, then. It's been a pleasure.
Lance has something very special planned for you, my friend.
For me?
Yes.
I'd like to introduce, he's sitting in our audience. I see him. Okay, he's there. Just want to make sure he's there. The host of Dirty Jobs, Mike Rowe. Mike, come on up here. How you doing, pal?
How are you?
Good to see you, my man.
You too.
Come on up. You've gone through the dirty part of the job.
A dove.
A dove.
Peed on me.
Okay.
A goose.
A goose.
Cooed on me.
Okay. You guys haven't met the goose yet. That's later in the show. Now, here, good reports. You've been doing a great job. We wanted to show you the glamorous part of the job.
Cleanest job I've had all day.
And now, the amazing Mike will present his grand finale. Mike, come on back. Take your bow. It's your standing ovation. My friend.
Coming up.
Holy smokes.
Some nasty, dirty stuff is happening in Vegas.
Bob, this is a disaster.
And you'll pray this stuff stays in Vegas.
Doesn't that smell good?
So what does a glamorous and cosmopolitan place like Las Vegas do with all its uneaten food? I'll give you a hint.
Leftover food from many of Las Vegas's fine restaurants doesn't go to the landfill. It comes here, to a pig farm, on the outskirts of town, where yesterday's all-you-can-eat buffet becomes dinner for 3,500 ravenous swine.
Robert Combs is the sole proprietor of RC Farms. If we were to discuss the facts, as I see in your brochure, we'd be talking about food and conservation through swine.
Exactly.
What does the pig here at the farm do for you?
Well, the pig here at our farm eats the leftover food scraps and gains the weight, and we sell them for processed to be in the human food.
Do me a favor and just explain to me in simple terms what exactly is going to happen to me today.
You're going to get a new appreciation to waste not, want not.
So 24 hours ago, people were standing in line to eat this.
And paying good money, you bet you get to find food.
You
and
bet.
Dress in their finest clothing, usually.
Okay. Well, the dress here is a bit more casual. That truck is full of more of the same. And now we're going to go ahead and fill this hopper up with it?
Well, we're going to come real close. Yeah, where a cup may run us over, but it'll be a real nice treat.
That is a bad buffet right there. Holy smokes. Have you thought about a sneeze guard?
There's a nice piece of meat. Look at that. Yeah.
What do you see? I gotta tell you, that is just a sight.
It's beautiful to me, you know.
That's money, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of feed for the animals, which turns into money, you bet.
So now your truck basically goes back to the strip.
Exactly. Gets its tail end washed up and goes back out and picks up the rest of it.
Finally, it was time for Bob to reveal his secret method of processing food scraps.
As it comes out on a conveyor here, you just take out stuff that's not edible, such as plastic and wire, and everything else, just shove it down.
Bob, this is a disaster.
No, it really is nice once you get rolling. You watch. This you don't want. The pigs won't take that, so you throw that out. And also this here.
This is a bone?
Bones. And that's not usable. Pigs won't eat that. They can't chew it. It's too hard.
Okay.
There's stuff down in there, so you got to go in after it.
Well, how deep is this?
Elbow, maybe at the worst. If you reach, got a long arm. Yeah. You let it come, not too fast.
Is that enough?
Zip her up and you'll see what I mean about cutting. Now,
that's her. Jeez Louise.
You overdone it.
That thing just threw up on me.
Don't get discouraged because...
No, I'll get discouraged later. Right now, I'm just demoralized. Ay, ay, ay. Plastic applicators, never good. Plastic bags.
We got to move a little faster, those things.
I found a paint scraper.
This ain't so bad once you get used to it, right?
I'll let you know as soon as I'm used to it.
We're really going to have to get moving because these pigs are...
The pigs are hungry.
Yes.
I know. 3,500 pigs waiting. Can't be pretty.
Yeah, they like to eat on time.
And I don't. Look at that. That's a beautiful piece of chicken right there. I mean, there's no way you can get it all, right? I mean...
Well, you do a little better job than that, though, Mike. I don't mean that. Hurt your pride there.
No, believe me. I left my pride back in Baltimore where I came from. Well, you got to. Bob, this stuff's sliding back down. Is that bad?
What?
What's it all mean?
It means we got quite a bit on there.
We're literally overflowing with food scraps here. Ugh. Bob, I believe we got some sort of backup here.
There's a shovel right there in front of you there.
Gotcha.
There you go. We just had too much of a good thing, you know what?
I was just thinking the same thing, Bob.
Hey, Mike, come on back up here and get to work. Quit playing around down there. We got some hogs to feed.
I have some hogs to feed.
Come on. We gotta get this all done. All right.
Maybe the pigs would like a little bubbly. Maybe the pigs feel like celebrating.
I wanted to give us some trouble. Oh, man.
This really is, I mean...
Beautiful.
This is the ultimate buffet.
Now you're starting to catch on, aren't you?
All you can eat.
Coming up, step aboard the Dirty Jobs Express.
This is the dirtiest truck on the face of the earth. So, Bob,
yeah.
Where exactly does a guy in your line of work buy a machine like this?
Well, I tell you, I should not be allowing all these photos because this is a one of a kind.
this is a custom?
This is custom built, yes.
Who built it?
I did.
You built it?
Yeah, sometimes I hate to admit that, but... And I use ideas off other producers and so forth.
Well, sure, there are no new ideas.
Right.
Just look at this show.
The heart of this homemade contraption is the cooker. All of the leftovers that we sorted are taken up the conveyor belt and then dumped into the top of what turns out to be essentially the world's largest stew pot. Inside, in order to sanitize the food, what used to be a Vegas buffet is recooked into a delectable slop. And who knows? Maybe, like chili, it gets better with age. I guess you'd have to ask the pigs about that one.
You gotta be careful. Watch your step, those.
Yeah.
Don't want you being dinner tonight.
No, no. I hate to slip in the scrap.
Oh!
Step.
I'm not sure I see where I'm going.
Yeah, just watch your footstep there.
All right. We're basically standing on top of a giant can of soup.
Doesn't that smell good? Really?
This is all kinds of food cooking under us as we speak.
Exactly, and this is wonderful stuff.
Wonderful stuff, yeah. You say?
There you go. A Frankfurter.
24 hours ago, they were standing in line.
You bet for that. You betcha. Yeah. And they ate too many of them, apparently, and so they left that one for us. Oh, yeah.
It smells pretty good, really. This is a screen of some kind you got in here. What's that do?
Okay, that's our filtering. And we suck off the oil by using the filter. I'll draw the oil out of the filter.
Why do you suck the oil out?
We suck this oil out because it's very useful for detergents and for cosmetics.
You sell the oil to cosmetics companies?
Yeah, we got it on our face just a while ago.
Yeah, we did, and I've never felt more youthful. I've got to tell you, too.
All right. I want you to remove any of the trash that's inside the filter. Get that out so that it don't get stuck in our vacuum.
Uh-huh.
And then you start drawing out the oil as it comes in. You just keep drawing it out.
Where's it coming from? It's just in it. It's all in it.
It's like your mother, when she made a stew, it went to the top. And if you let it sit overnight and got cold, it was grease in the morning.
We ordered out a lot. You made all this again? This is all you?
Yeah, just parts and pieces I found around.
You're like a mad scientist, Bob.
Waste not, want not.
So we're basically separating the oil from the food stuffs.
Yeah. Bagel stays.
Bagel stays. Latex goes.
That's from the New York, New York.
How do you know?
Well, just the size of that beautiful pickle, they'd have the finest.
Probably not the fastest worker you've ever had up here, huh, Bob?
No, but you're about as thorough as any. You're very thorough. The pigs will enjoy it. Now you just brush that off the side down, and it goes all the way to the bottom. That goes to the landfill.
This goes to the landfill, all
has
right.
No value. Did you tell Jose to watch out?
Jose? I don't see any Jose down there.
Go ahead and stick your end in there, and we'll start sucking.
All right.
There we go.
Oh, that's filling up pretty good there. It all goes into this bucket, right. And this is the oil that we're basically collecting.
That's it, yeah.
After the giant can of soup is finished cooking, it's feeding time. Just like on the strip, it's all you can eat for the pigs. So it takes a dump truck to cart dinner over to their pens.
So now we got to get everything in this pot. Where? Down there?
Yeah, what you're going to do is open the valve so that we get the processed food scraps out of the bottom. And there might be a little bit of a leak, but don't get excited. We clean it up. Everything's recyclable.
Here we go.
Ugh.
I think it's getting pretty full.
Okay. Oh. And there's a leak.
Leak? What the heck's that?
Gotta push your valve down.
Oh, sorry, sorry. Yeah. All the way down.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, God. That is just a truck full of vomit you got there, my friend.
It's all been sterilized.
Oh, yeah, good.
Slip down here and we'll get started on the...
Oh, here, I'll let you go first.
Would you? Yeah.
Tight squeeze up here.
Okay.
Bob, I'm glad I didn't wear my fancy boots.
Well, you're looking all right. You're doing fine. No problem.
I do love the smell of pig food in the morning, though.
Yeah, I think you're going to be a journeyman at this. You do all right.
This is the dirtiest truck on the face of the earth. I mean, honestly, have you ever seen a dirtier contraption?
It's kind of like tater chips.
This? Yeah, I mean, is that rust or just rotten food?
No, that's just dried up.
That's just dried up food.
Yeah, huh?
I've never driven anything quite this dirty.
Don't worry about wiping your feet, you're all right.
No, I got a whole list of things I'm worried about, but my feet aren't one of them. All right, Bob, you in?
I got my safety belt on.
You better buckle up. We're feeding some pigs.
Attaboy, easy, attaboy.
Cut her a little wide. How we doing?
My mother said there'd be days like this.
Coming up, down at the pig farm, I'm serving up supper with style.
I gotta pour it on their heads. Is that all right? Heads up. Well, Bob, here we are.
Yeah, you made it.
Can I turn her off?
Nice job. Well, you can try that, yeah.
What am I looking at in here? What's this whole setup?
Well, this is scientific. We've had research done on it. The food that we're adding to it is about 16% protein, and this is alfalfa cubes that are ground and pressed. And we mix this up for our sow feed. Along with it, we have bread, old bread.
Yeah.
And alfalfa and the processed food scraps.
The pigs I'm hearing right now, they know what's coming, don't they?
You bet.
How do we dump this mess?
Okay, kind of say a prayer, reach up and grab that there.
This guy?
No, yeah, it comes out pretty quick, so just do it little by little.
It's hydraulic.
Yeah, arm strong.
Just pull down on it?
Yeah. Ah, boy, look at that.
Oh, that's sweet.
Isn't that beautiful? Sweet. Yeah. Hey, that's good. That's good. I like that.
Oh, yeah. I know how to call pigs. I work in television. Coming back.
Okay. Beautiful. Great. Right
like
there.
It.
Oh, whoa. Perfect.
I feel like I'm missing some.
Yeah, you got a little too far. Remember, it's a short shoot.
Short shoot.
Yeah. That's real pretty.
Did you say that's real pretty?
Well, it is, you know, if you really understand it. All the blend of nutrition there. Instead of going into a landfill and lost.
Right. We're going to do something worthwhile with it.
You bet. We can raise some livestock and pigs and get out some nice, high-quality pork.
I hear you.
Fine.
The other... beige meat.
You're all right. Come here.
I've never seen anything quite like this. What is this?
This is a feed cart. Now, this is better operated. You stand on there, and the way you go forward is step forward on the pads as she takes off. And to stop, you step
towards the... Why don't you have any normal vehicles here on the farm?
Well, that wouldn't adapt to our people very well.
Oh, yeah.
You're doing great.
Wait a minute.
I'm gonna move.
Okay.
Where are you at there? Oh, there you are. Ah, boy. It's quite motivating.
Yeah, I was trying to get the hang of it first. Make sure I understand what's where. Okay. So it's all about keeping the weight on. All right, I'm with you.
So you're getting impatient over here.
I know. The pig's got to eat. Pig's got to eat. Pig, pig, pig. Pig, pig, pig.
All right. We may have to end up moving that truck a little bit more.
Does this have a reverse on it? Doesn't it?
I don't think so.
You know what? I think the gear strip.
Attaboy. Hook a hard right. Yeah.
Felt like so?
Yeah.
Stuck. Whoa. Hey, Bob.
Oh,
Turns out it does have a reverse.
Oh, what the? Where's the bucket?
And you say this is good because it's the cold part.
Yeah, it's cooled down.
Now, and pigs can burn their mouths if their food's not...
You bet. They've got a very tender mouth. That's why if they say you eat like a pig, it's actually a compliment. They never die of hardware disease, you know, from eating glass or metal.
Right, because they're discriminating when it comes to the...
Quite choosy. 3 to 4 pounds of burst, and they'll go out at 7 to 8 months weighing 260 pounds.
So they gain 260 pounds in 7 months.
Exactly. I know a human doesn't do that well, do they?
Well, I did have one crazy summer back in the late 80s.
Okay, now let's go.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Bob.
It's all right, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Hello, pigs.
Okay. Now you gotta get over there and move that trough forward, that blue trough.
Just walk over and grab it?
Yeah, and then the next
thing. There's a pig in it.
Yeah.
There we go. Oh, pigs, look.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look out, pigs.
That's a little bit warm, that's all right.
I got to pour it on their heads. Is that all right?
Just get in your ear.
Don't get it in the ear?
No, keep it out of their ear.
All right, well, I don't know how to miss their ear.
Go ahead, you're all right.
You can't swing a dead cat without hitting a pig's ear. Heads up.
He's off his back.
I'm eating like pigs.
Somehow, I'm thinking this food looked a little better on the strip last night.
There's a little something from the Hard Rock. There you go. Ah, fresh from the Bellagio. So basically, look at that. They'll hop from pen to pen. They'll eat right off each other if they want to. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, ho, ho. What's going on? No, 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 no. No, 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 no. It's over here. What are you... You got your leg stuck. There you go. Saved his life. Saved a pig's life right there. Anybody watching that? Here it is, guys. There you go.
Okay.
How are we doing, Bob?
No, you're doing pretty good. That's enough for those guys. Now, we got some other hungry mouths to feed. We got some milk to give out.
Milk? We're going to milk a pig?
No, we're going to give them milk.
Oh.
Some bad milk.
Should we walk, or what would I do with this thing? Just leave it?
I think we're safer walking, all right?
I think you're probably right.
Coming up, the Dirty Jobs Olympics.
Ha! I got him on a run, Bob!
That thing's too fast. God.
Most of the pigs at RC Farms like to stick around for their 3 squares a day. But some have other ideas.
Those guys are not supposed to be out.
Well, how do you get them back in the pen?
So you told me you do a little bit of running and you're in good shape. I figure you can handle this. Wait. Now, that white one there is pretty quick. You might not be able to catch that one.
Well, what do I do if I catch him? That's a 250-pound pig.
No, you're exaggerating.
Maybe 400-pounder there.
I'll tell you what you better do. You run him down there and then turn him around and I'll have the gate open. He'll go right in and that's it.
So, in other words, corner the dangerous animal.
He's all yours.
I don't know what to do with the pig. Honest to God,
I think it'll open.
Don't hop. No.
Oh, he's just jumping.
No.
Hey, he's all right. He's gone home.
Well, then there it is. Well, I've done my job.
Good job.
I was expecting something much worse.
We'll get that white one.
Hey, there you go. Oh, wait.
Yeah, get that white one.
I'm getting him. Where are you going? All right, Bob. I'm going to try and flush him toward you, okay?
That pig's too fast. I got the attitude just
where
right
going?
Here if he comes my way.
I got food. I got him on a run, Bob. God, you suck. There he comes, Bob. Pig's coming.
Ah, boy, good. Good job. You got all three of them. I don't know who's done any better than that in a long time. 2, 4.
That's right. Stay in there. Uh-huh.
Hey.
That's right.
I tell you, that was a pro's job.
That's right.
I think you've done this before.
Stupid job.
Yeah. Now what we're going to do is go over and give them some milk because they got to keep them in shape.
So what kind of milk they get? Just regular cow milk?
It's returned cow milk back to the stores that doesn't sell, you know, so they...
Returned milk?
Yeah.
That's sour.
Soured milk. If it's only slightly old, it's still sweet.
This day gets better and better. Well, it smells a little different over here, I'll tell you that.
Well, it's fermented probably a little bit because I think it had some ice cream mix in there, too.
Well, let me understand this. Even though it says molasses on here, there's not molasses in there.
Well, that was a used tank by the dairy.
All right.
For molasses.
Sure.
And rather than throw it away, I told them, ask them to please bring it out here.
So this is full of sour milk?
This is full of ice cream mix and milk, yes, returned stuff, old, out of date.
Now, doesn't ice cream ferment after a while?
Yes, it does. And we had a real bad experience to learn that the hard way. It fermented on a load of hogs that we had out to ship to market. Well, when we went home, had lunch, and we came back from lunch to load them to go to Texas or wherever it was, they were all drunk laying around, and that's pretty hard to load 230-pound hog.
Pigs.
150 of them.
That's great. Okay, so this is...
But they all had a smile on their face when they left.
Why not? Why not?
Off to slaughter.
Sure. You're going off to meet your maker. You might as well have a shot. Comes right out of here?
I believe it does, yes.
Well...
Like I say, we were going to put piping all over and just run down a pipe. But right now we have to... Yeah, you handle that like a pro. But it's got a nice color to it.
Does it?
Well,
nice?
Yeah, because it's got an ice cream mix in there, you see.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty.
Lovely color.
I'll bet you one of these things, these guys out here will love it.
These things?
Yeah,
you mean,
these
you
hogs.
Mean the pigs, Bob?
Yeah, they're going to go to market in about a month.
Okay. Well, why don't we give them some? See how they take to it.
There you go. Look at that! Siri! That's great.
Who wants ice cream? Who wants some ice cream? Ice cream, you scream. Something tells me they're gonna like it. Oh, we're gonna need some more.
Yeah,
of bucket is that? Ice cream. Everybody loves it. Bob, it was quite a day, honestly. It was epic, was what it was.
And you show real heart.
And you, my friend, are the master of all we can see.
I very humbly appreciate that remark, but give the glory to a stronger power than me and than both of us.
I hear you. Viva Las Vegas.
There you go.
So next time you're in Las Vegas enjoying an all-you-can-eat buffet, remember, it's okay to leave a little bit on your plate. In fact, there's a pig out there somewhere counting on it.
What's your favorite show on television? Say it.
You.
No. What's the name of the show?
30 Jobs.
That's right. And who's your favorite host on television?
Mike Lowe.
That's right. So what's the official name of the show when you put it all together?
30 Jobs, Mike Lowe.
Well, there's a little tiny word in there. 30 Jobs.
With Mike Lowe.
All right, now say it for me.
30 Jobs with Mike Lowe.
What's your favorite show on television?
Mike Lowe. 30 Jobs, Mike Lowe.
What's the little word we talked about? Got it? Okay. What's your favorite show on television?
30 Jobs, Mike Lowe.
There's a little word between Jobs and Mike, remember? Let's try it again. It's real small words. With.
With.
Ready? What's your favorite show on television, Hunter?
30 Jobs with Mike Lowe.
Oh, that's a good answer. What kind of plane is that? Look at those planes.
Jets.
That's right. Those are jet planes. But jet planes aren't as interesting as...
30 Jobs with Mike Lowe.
You're not just dirty, you're smart. So I'm about 550 feet underground right now inside of an anthracite coal mine, and I've come here to ask you to go to discovery.com/dirty job to suggest my next little adventure. I'd be grateful if you'd do that right now. That's Doug Glover back there. Camera A, we like to call him on Dirty Jobs. Doug's a gifted and talented photographer. He a lot of experience in Hollywood. He chose unwisely. There really is something for everybody here in Las Vegas. Some come for the blackjack. Others come for the roulette. Me? I come for the craps.